It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Every Wednesday, WNYC's cultural critic Rebecca Carroll joins us to share opinion on race and culture. And this week, Rebecca is here to talk about singer-songwriter Madison McFerrin and her new artist residency at WNYC's The Green Space. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So tell us about Madison.
Well, she is, of course, the daughter of vocalist Bobby McFerrin, he of Don't Worry, Be Happy.
I know him.
Repertoire extends way beyond that one song.
Sure.
So Madison is following in her father's footsteps as a vocalist, and she has insane skills as an a cappella singer. But before we get into the residency, she also has a new EP coming out this month.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk with her about the beginning of her career a few years ago, which started out kind of rough.
Really? What happened?
Well, she was asked to sing the national anthem at a Hillary Clinton campaign event, and it didn't go so well.
Oh.
And then the next day, Snoop Dogg, of all people, totally trashed her on social media. And I just thought it was important to address that because, especially as Black folks, we place a really high premium on lifting each other as we climb.
That was probably what hurt the most, where it was like, man, like, you have this huge platform and you're deciding to use it to make fun of somebody that you don't know, who actually, side note, I was asked to sing backups for him when I was in college, but I had another gig and I couldn't do it. So then it was like, oh, okay, making fun of me. You don't already know that we're supposed to be connected at one point or another. And, you know, it's just, it wasn't very nice.
But she sounds like she's moved past this, right?
Yeah, I mean, she seems to have definitely moved past. And I asked her what, if anything, the experience taught her, and what about the experience she's brought with her into her career.
It obviously sucked in the moment, but I've been able to thrive and really go after my dreams even stronger because people told me that I couldn't do it, you know? And just knowing that you can get to the other side of those moments, and I didn't die, and I, even though, you know, it wasn't just Snoop Dogg. It was all these people saying really hurtful things to me. And knowing that I could get to the other side of that and still walk on 2 feet and keep my head high and really do what I set out to do with my life, like, that really helps push me when I have other moments of feeling self-doubt. You know, it's like, okay, I got through this big hurdle. I can keep doing it.
And Rebecca, now she plays out sold-out shows.
That's right, all over the world. She attributes a lot of her current success to taking some time off from alcohol and other substances and just focusing on really being present in the moment and in her performance.
All right, so tell us about the residency in the Green Space.
Yeah, it builds on a series that she created named after an African-American opera singer from the 40s named Ciceretta Jones.
No one would give her an opera contract because she was Black. She was regarded as, like, the best vocalist of her time, and, like, nobody was giving her that opportunity. And the fact that she didn't let that stop her from singing, but instead it inspired her to make her own vaudeville show so that other performers of color could perform with dignity, because they were only allowed to perform in minstrel shows, and, you know, minstrelsy was so humiliating. And it also provided her a platform to be able to sing. So she took matters into her own hands and was like, you know what, if you guys aren't going to give me this opportunity, I'm going to give it for myself because I have the means and I can also provide this platform to other people of color, other Black folks in particular, to be able to showcase our talent when nobody wanted to acknowledge that we had talent.
And this current series is already in progress, right?
That's right. The official title is Madison McFerrin Presents the Ciceretta Series, and it launched earlier this month, and the next evening in the series is December 3rd. And, you know, I think what's really beautiful about this story and what resonates with me in particular is the resilience. It's really about resilience. Both Madison and Ciceretta Jones face huge career setbacks that weren't just about getting the right opportunities, but about power, power wielded against them. And they both managed to not just persevere, but to flip that power and make it their own.
All right, Madison McFerrin's EP, You and Me, comes out November 22nd, and you can get tickets to the Ciceretta series by going to thegreenspace.org. Rebecca Carroll is WNYC's cultural critic. Rebecca, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Richard.